Welcome to Gitzur Shulchan Aruch Yomi. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shir is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in the Zchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nachama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're learning the learning for Chof Dalad Tishrei, the 24th of Tishrei, which is Gitzur Shulchan Aruch Simon Aleph, Aleph to Dalad. In it we'll be learning the halachas that pertain to waking up in the morning, two concepts. Number one is being in front of one's Creator at all times and waking up strong. The first concept being that being in front of Hashem, being in front of one's Creator at all times, this takes us through Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, where the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch quotes a pasuk which is found in the beginning of Tehillim, which is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. This is a pasuk which we see affixed to the front of many shuls above the Aron HaKodesh, where it describes that I am contemplating, I am thinking about Hashem always in front of me. My Creator is always in front of me. And this is a really important rule that he describes. Righteous people live with this concept, that wherever we go, through the highs and the lows in life, a person is in front of Hashem. In fact, the parable to deepen this concept is that imagine that you were sitting and eating with a dignitary. You're going to be summoned to the king of a particular country. Today, there's less monarchs to be thinking of, and in fact, monarchs aren't such a big deal today. But in the old day, they certainly were, or we can transcribe it. Imagine you were given the opportunity to meet with a person of great power, of great respect, of great influence. The way you would behave, the way you would eat, the way you would talk would be different than perhaps the way you would sit in your own den with your friends and family. And therefore, the way we live, knowing that our Creator is always present, omnipresent, always there, is going to be different as well. That's what this idea is. A few questions about this. First of all, so how does that change? So how does that regulate our behavior? What should that look like? The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch explains two things. Number one is we go to sleep like we are in front of a king, and we wake up in front of a king in such a way, acknowledging his presence in our lives. We do that by, when we wake up, saying the phrase which is Modeh Ani Lefonecha, I am thankful and I acknowledge in front of you, O King, Melech Chai V'Kayam, Living King, Shechazarta Bi Nishmasi B'Chemla, Rabbi Menasecha, that you woke me up and you returned my soul in faithfulness of me. You have a great amount of faith in me and in the people around me. That is an expression of this. That means to say that even perhaps in the most recessed places of our lives, meaning we are performing in public, we return to our bedroom, and maybe we're off, where this is our private recharging space. No, in that space, the Creator is there too, which is going to therefore reform the way we go to sleep and the way we wake up as well. One basic question in halacha is, how could a person say Modeh Ani when they have not yet washed their hands? This seems to be a statement relating to the, Hashem, but a person hasn't even washed their hands. Their hands are not in a cleanly state, as we will see in the next topic. But the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch explains not to worry, because this statement of Modeh Ani doesn't include HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. It does not include Hashem's name. A person is simply acknowledging in front of the king. The first word a person utters when they wake up is, I admit, I thank. And that's recognizing Hashem is there. Concept number two, again, is waking up strong. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings a very famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in the name of Yehuda ben Tema, who describes that there are four animals that a person should be like. A person should be as kanamer, which means they should be brazen like a leopard, kal kanesher, light like an eagle, rotz kitzvi, running like a gazelle, and gibor ka'ari, and strong like a lion, to do the will of our Father in heaven. That's what the Mishnah describes us as well. Let's quickly break that down. Basic questions. Why are we supposed to be brazen like a leopard? So the Kitzur explains that this is referring to times in life where we have to do the right thing, but it's embarrassing to do it because people will scorn us, mock us for what we stand for or how we are acting. Be brazen. Don't be shamed by those people. Stand for your values. That's the brazen like a leopard. What does it mean to be like an eagle? The Kitzur explains in this case, it means to say, be quick to avoid problems. Don't get embroiled in things that one should not. And that starts with where one looks, not even who one interacts with. Sometimes we look at things and perhaps that brings us in. We start thinking, we want, this is how stores work. This is why at the checkout counter, there are candy bars at the counter because they want us to see it and want it. Rather, and that's not that's a perhaps a neutral
I'm a possibility in life, but there's many things which are not neutral, they're negative. Be sure to be light like an eagle, to fly, to make sure to avoid circumstances which will lead us down the wrong path. Number three is, what does it mean to run like a deer, or a, which is commonly translated, a gazelle? What does that mean? So it means to say that we're talking about running to ideas and places, having something that's worthwhile getting to. What are we exerting energy to do in life? Where are we running to? That is number three. And finally, strong like a lion. This one is interesting because why are we supposed to be strong like a lion? To overcome the inertia of life and push forward. It's interesting because we're using this to describe waking up in the morning. Lions actually do a good amount of sleeping, which is interesting. If you look at the average lion in the Serengeti, they're not doing too much waking. But what is interesting is that when a lion is on, when a lion is hunting, when a lion is protecting, when a lion is doing what it should be doing, it will overcome. It is extremely powerful. It overcome any inertia. It is a very, very powerful beast. And the idea is you wake up in the morning, And it's the winter, and you're like, wow, it's just too cold to get out of bed. Or it's the summer, I just need a little more rest. I was up late last night because it was a wonderful weather. I just want to stay a few more minutes. I hit the snooze one more time. No, have the gevurah, have the strength to overcome the inertia in life. And if a person does this regularly, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, one will break that habit and form a new habit to be able to get out of bed in time as well. That is the second concept we just covered.